Welcome to WDOT Port Washington. Today we're going to talk about the cell phone revolution. First off, we have Victor Dos Santos to start us off.
Hello, it's me, Victor, and I'm here to tell you all about cell phones and why I think they're good. Well, as you can see, there are people out there that disagree with me on this point, but I'd like to disagree with them, because I think that cell phones can work for a variety of reasons, for good reasons. Here's one. They're convenient. They're very convenient. You can use them at any time, any place, as long as you have the right amount of battery. You can call up your friends and say, hey, let's go hang out. Let's go have some fun tonight. You can call your mother. Hey, mother, how are you doing tonight? Let's go have some fun tonight. You can call the police if you're being chased down by someone who's vicious and violent. You could now use your cell phones for things such as cameras as well. So say goodbye to that clunky old camera of yours when you go on vacation. You could just call up someone and say, hey, I'm going to send you a picture of my vacation site on my phone because I don't have to send it from my dumb camera. So now I have a phone. Your cell phone can sometimes double as a music player, which is very helpful for long trips or just whenever you're away from home with periods of downtime. So no need to carry around an iPod, especially if you got one of them iPhones, if you know what I mean. You can now check your emails all the time. You can stay connected. That's the main point here. You can stay connected with a cell phone.
Why, thank you, Victor. So you're pretty much saying that cell phones are convenient. Thank you.
Yes, that's
the first point I made. Do you have anything to say to counter that?
I do. Cell phones are not that great, actually, Victor. They emit electromagnetic fields, which are called EMFs, and these EMFs that are emanated from mobile phones, cell phones are used, the EMFs come in almost direct contact with the brain, and more than a dozen studies have linked the usage of cell phone for long periods of times with a higher chance of brain tumors, which isn't good, obviously. Studies also have shown that frequent use of cell phones make kids impatient, more impulsive, and less effective at certain cognitive activities. This new hyperconnectedness is kind of rewiring the brain to encourage instant gratification and erode empathy. There's also a powerful brain chemical called dopamine, which surges when people encounter something new or important. Our brains have evolved to love it because it helps us to, when novelty was in scarce supply, it proved helpful for us to basically pick up on new and important information. And today, since novelty is around us 24/7, it makes it hard to determine what's worth our attention. So people aren't as learning as much. And
thank you, Celia. That was really nice. Okay, next up we have Shorts. Shorts, would you like to tell us some stuff about cell phones?
Yes, Charmaine. I want to talk a little bit about cell phones in schools. Cell phones have become an integral part of society. Cell phones are no longer what they used to be. Type the number and talk has changed to say the number of the person you are calling to the voice-activated artificial intelligence. It's the epitome of the future of technology. A phone is not just a phone. A phone is now a messaging device capable of emails, photo sharing, and instant text messaging. A phone is a dual-camera, high-definition, face-to-face chat interface with capabilities of taking high-resolution photos and videos. A phone is a multitasking personnel manager that handles your schedule, notes, calendar, stocks, alarms, and voice memos. A phone is a Swiss Army knife of tools including calculators, video and picture editors, and an endless stream of available applications. A phone is every book ever written, every song ever made, and every video ever taken. Most importantly, a phone is, well, a phone. It's a combination of everything a student could possibly need packed into one handheld device. Probably the most important capability of phones is their split-second access to the Internet. The Internet is one of the most beneficial advancements of our time. It's a vast ocean of knowledge that contains anything and everything. If the ultimate goal of Schreiber High School is to help us learn, then why not let us use the most magnificent resource ever created? Unlike teachers, I've never seen the Internet stumped. Often when a student asks a question that a teacher doesn't know the answer to, somebody manages to find the answer on Google in about 15 seconds. I can only assume the teachers understand how great of a resource the Internet is because they always assign research papers. The usage of cell phones allows students to be able to access the information that they may need for classes without having to attempt to find an empty computer lab and hope that they can obtain their information without difficulty from the filter. Because of school regulations, students attempt to hide their usage of phones, whether it's on their laps, in their bags, or even by trying to use them without looking from their pockets. The very act of attempting to conceal their phones is often more distracting than the actual event of using them. It's in my opinion that it's unfair that some people's inabilities to focus have negative ramifications on others who are able to multitask with no inhibition to concentration.
Thank you, Schwartz. Next, we have Mr. McCain, who's going to talk about us with phones, cell phones.
Well, thank you. I have the effects of cell phones on kids. Kids send, on average, 80 texts a day, and experts debate the effect on verbal and written skills. Studies show that texting and social media sites are affecting the way kids socialize with each other. Owning a cell phone affects children's social status. Children and teenagers always want the newest technology with all the apps and games available. According to the Center on Media and Child Health, one study found 37% of teens surveyed became addicted to their phones. Heavy use is also linked to depression, anxiety, and an impaired ability to express emotions. Finally, reports have shown that 20% of teens have participated in sexting. Participating in such activities can cause severe psychological effects on the victims, and children participating can be subject to child pornography laws and face jail time.
Thank you, McCain. All right, next up we have Lieb.
All right, thank you very much. In 2010, before I say anything, I'm going to say some facts there and stats. In 2010, nearly 1 in 5 crashes, 18%, in which someone was injured involved a distracted driver. In a recent survey, 69% of drivers in the United States ages 18 to 64 reported that they had talked on their cell phone while driving before the month of the survey. About 13% of drivers have surfed the internet while driving on their phones. A large percent of people said that they know distracted driving is dangerous, but they do it anyway. Cell phone distraction causes 2,600 deaths and 330,000 injuries in the United States every year, according to the journal's publishers, The Human Factors, and the Ergonomics Society. So far, 39 states, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands have passed a ban on texting for all drivers. 10 states also prohibit all motorists from using handheld phones while driving. In 2011, 3,331 people were killed in crashes involving a distracted driver, compared to 3,267 in 2010. An additional 387,000 people were injured in motor vehicle crashes compared to 2010. And I would like to now pass it on to Andy.
Hello, I'm Andy Urrea. I'm here to tell you what I think.
Well, I do think a text feature on a cell phone is a very helpful trait. Using it while driving is not so smart. In fact, 11% of drivers are talking on their phones and texting at any given moment, according to a federal study. 50% of Americans believe that texting behind the wheel should be punished at least as harshly as drunk driving. Over one-third of drivers, that is 37%, have sent or received text messages while driving, and 18% said they do it regularly. A large percentage of people say they know they're distracted, and they know it's dangerous, but yet they continue to do it anyways. About 6,000 deaths and 500,000 injuries are a result of distracted drivers every year. And while teenagers are texting, they spend about 10% of their time outside the driving lane, which they're supposed to be in. Answering a text takes away your attention before about 5 seconds. That is enough time to travel the length of a football field. But luckily, as of May 2013, 10 states, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands prohibit all drivers from using cell phones to text while driving. And 39 states, including Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands, ban texting from all drivers.
Thank you, Araya. Okay, so with all that, statistics about texting, what do you guys think about...
And driving.
Yes, texting and driving. So, did you know that at Trevor High School, 44% of our senior students or students that do drive actually text and drive, and that 56% don't? What do you guys think about that?
I think that's a little shocking and a little scary at the same time. We never know when something bad can happen, and it's just pretty bad.
I'm afraid to go on the road now.
Yep.
If I have a friend who I know texts and drives, I'll refuse to get in the car with them.
I agree. I also think it's bad because these are new drivers. These aren't experienced people. Not that it makes really a difference, but these people are still learning, like, how the road works.
I would not feel safe being on the same road as the person who's texting or driving.
It's like the same thing as being drunk.
What I find shocking is a lot of these kids learn in school not to text and drive, and then to hear that percentage, they still go and do it anyway.
Why do you think they do that?
I don't know.
To be rebellious?
They're lazy.
I mean, if so many students know that it's bad to text and drive, why do you think it's okay?
It's this need to always be in contact with everyone and always know what's going on.
A social life.
It's too much, though. It's not worth, you know, your life.
So you'd say this would be like a negative effect of the cell phone revolution that we've had?
Yes.
They think that something bad won't happen to them, but it very well may happen.
All right. Okay. Now, we all pretty much established that texting and driving are not a good mix. But what about cell phone use in class? Because a lot of students actually, I mean, this is actually very mixed results here, but we have about 11% of kids that don't take out their phones in class, but 7% actually have it out on their desk, like the whole time in class.
That's a little scary, I would have to say.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have all seen this in class.
Yeah. That just tells us too many people are attached to their phones.
Do you think it distracts the student from actually learning, or do you think it can actually be beneficial because they can use the phone to, you know, look up information right away if they need to?
In the classroom, you know, the teacher teaches you. That's how you learn. And I think outside the classroom, if you want to learn, the internet is a fine thing. But when you're in the classroom, that's a teacher's job.
Name one time in school where you actually use your phone in a class to learn something.
I use it for notes all the time. I'll take pictures of screenshots.
I mean, but like looking up information on...
Wait. Why? Why do you need to take a picture of the homework instead of writing down, you know, question 1 through 3? Why?
Maybe you run out of time. You run out of time in class.
So do I. And you know what? It's too much. Why? It's people are getting way too lazy and relying way too much on their cell phones that they can't even write down like a sentence.
Okay. How about you, Mr. McCain? I agree with Celia there.
I feel like, for me personally, I do better on like tests and taking notes when I write it down instead of taking pictures of it.
Yeah, it is.
Because then, like, if you take a picture of it, you may not like look at it and you forget where it is. And then when the test comes around, you feel like that you don't know it.
It's the exact opposite for me. If I write it down, I have a higher chance of losing it than if it's in my phone. Then I know exactly where it is, and it's with me at all times.
That means you're kind of a little attached to your phone, in a sense, or you just don't want to remember it.
Not necessarily. No, exactly. That's necessarily.
Victor, do you have something to say?
I do have something to say. I think it's much better to write down your information than it is to copy it on your phone. I don't see how you could ever retain that kind of information by just looking it over like on your phone. I'd have to like write it down, look at it again, write it down again. It helps, I guess.
Well, some students might say that, you know, in class, teachers go way too fast with notes, and they can't keep up with taking notes, and they just have to write a lot, and they don't remember anything. So maybe taking a picture of it and going back and writing it could help them. What do you think about that?
I mean, in that situation, that's okay, but that doesn't happen that often.
I don't think that kids should be allowed to take their phones out during class, because honestly, when I look around, I actually took note of this after we did our research for this, is in one of my classes, there were literally only 2 people that didn't have their phone out and weren't on it. And when I look at what these people are doing, they're on their, you know, applications looking at what everyone else is doing. And it's nonsense. It's why do you need to know what everyone else in the world is doing instead of focusing on what you are?
Okay, but let's say, you know, so you're saying that just having your cell phone in your backpack is okay because, you know, you can always use it if there's an emergency all of a sudden. But having it out in class is just really not that beneficial. There's other ways around it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can stay in the backpack.
Like, we were talking about psychological behaviors. What do you think cell phones have on high school students and, you know, if they're actually good or bad? Let's actually debate this out right now. So, does anyone want to start
psychologically?
Off? Psychologically?
Well, I feel like it turns us kind of into emotionless of robots, in a sense.
Or it actually, I can't remember who said it, it causes a higher, like, depression rate because a lot of people are just sitting there with their phones in their hand waiting for, you know, someone to contact them or someone to...
And it leads to cyberbullying.
It does.
You know.
Which I witnessed within the past 20 minutes.
You have.
I did.
I don't know so much about the cyberbullying. I feel like that's toned down a bit, but I do agree with the whole, like, depression thing. You know, you feel like you could get too attached to it, waiting for a response and then never get one and then be all,
But do you think it could also be beneficial? Because some students might, you know, go on a social networking site and see something that, you know, like, they didn't think they could, you know, go to, like, maybe an after-school activity or something like that, you know. Because, you know, sometimes you lose track of notices and then you see that and you're like, oh, there's a, you know, basketball game after school. Why don't we all go to that? And that could actually help with the depression because you have friends and you meet newer people and... Does anyone want to comment?
It's just that it's not that often that it really happens. People don't use it like that. I rarely see people using a phone like that as it should be used. Or, you know, the phones we have today, they're awesome, but we're just to attach them. And
so you feel like everyone's just using social networking to say, like, today I had a sandwich, and it's just really pointless.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
You're now confusing social networking, which is the internet, with cell phones.
Okay, well, I was connecting cell phones and
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean. But
that we all use
social networking is good, but you don't have to be on it 24/7, which is what a cell phone allows you to do, which is too much.
So do you think that, Celia... You seem like very against having cell phones just in classroom. Do you think having it in school is okay, or do you think that's just also not a good idea?
It's fine to have it in school, I think. Okay. It's just, it's like you have to have some sort of limit. You have to draw lines. And it's not just cell phones. It's smartphones are really, I think, the issue.
So smartphones are the issue, but many say that smartphones are very beneficial. You know, when you go outside and you work in offices, a lot of people just start using their smartphones for everything. You know, emails, you know... Everything. They start doing their work on their cell phones.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how a lot of businesses work. Does that also...
It's also causing...
that to start young, like, right now?
Yeah.
High
and
school?
It's also these... This, like, hyper-connectedness is proving to cause people to be more stressed and more... much less able to focus on one particular thing at a time.
But there are many apps that are actually very beneficial. Let's say, you know, there's some apps that help, you know... I mean, there's numerous apps... you know, people have, and they're also beneficial. I know there's some apps that, like, measure your heart rate or, you know, and, like, that kind of stuff is good. Do you think...
Yes, but there are some apps that just allow you to send dumb pictures of yourself to your friends for no reason.
So, Araya, what do you think about, you know, drawing the line at where cell phone you should be?
I think, like... well, the thing is that using social networking with cell phones is something I think will... Well, for one, it can be good, but it depends on the person who uses it, to be honest. That's my opinion.
It depends on the person. So, but how do you decide where to draw the line? If we were to decide right now if we should make a rule about cell phones in school, what would everyone say?
Well, it depends on the rule is. Like, if the rule is you can only use it temporarily for, like, a limited time, well, like, you know how we have the Wi-Fi, right, which will... take us out from music, so that social networking. If that would be taken down for like at least 30 minutes for people to take a break from like school and just go on whatever website they want, I'm sure we could get like a greater reaction from the students.
Okay, does everyone else want to just add in, you know, to that? Because I think that's a good idea, having, you know, maybe during lunchtime just to go on social networking sites. Victor, do you want to say anything?
No.
It's like internet recess.
But you kind of agree with what he said?
I do, actually.
How about
internet recess? I actually don't agree with that.
Oh, really?
I think that if it's really that important that you have to check your social media and stuff, it shouldn't really happen. Like, you can't wait till the end of school to go, like, home on your computer and just check it. Like, you have to check it then. It doesn't make sense. It's like, what is going on during school that's so important?
So you think you should just absolutely have no break between the...
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're on your off period or something, go ahead on your phone and whatever, but in class, you should just, like, keep it in your pocket or something.
Okay.
Like, what's going to happen in between the time, like, before class, in, like, 30 minutes, let's just say? What's going to happen? Someone liked my photo. Yay.
Yeah, but I think nothing's important.
I think it's a sad statement about society when I hear people like actually being
when they're like, oh, I had so many likes on my photo, yay, I'm really popular.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Like when people genuinely think that they're popular and important because they had, you know, X amount of likes.
So generally, we're saying that cell phone use is bad because it can cause harm and it just makes people so dependent on them and it causes a lot of psychological and mental issues. But it's good because it's convenient. So we'd like to wrap it up, our show, by kind of going around saying who's for and who's against. And so, Victor, are you for cell phones or against them?
Obviously, I am. I'm not going to change my opinion on it. I do feel as if there are times when cell phone use can be limited, like limited editions, like
but
certain types of ice cream.
You're saying, okay, thank you. Next?
I don't like them. They're bad.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Rhea.
I am for cell phones, but I'm against texting while driving.
Okay, thank you.
I'm generally against cell phones, but I think that they have pluses and minuses.
All right, and Leap?
I just like to say cell phones have their place in society, but they have too much power, so I'm going to say I'm against it.
All right, so that's a surprising amount of people who are against it. How about you, Shorts?
I am for it as long as it is used appropriately and not while driving or used distractively in schools.
All right, thank you. I agree, too. So thank you for listening to WDOT Port Washington.